Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everyone? Thanks so much for tuning in to the weekend edition of the Real Vision Daily Briefing. Here's a highlight from a Real Visionaries episode between Mark Yusko and Brian Estes discussing the future of digital assets. Enjoy.
You have this strategy, and you were doing it Facebook through Second Market, and you've done it in off the chain.
Oh, yeah, that's what
we'll get to that. But here, you said, I want to own Coinbase. So talk about trying to own Coinbase.
Yeah, so I went to Andreessen Horowitz, and they were doing the A round.
Yeah.
I was like, can you get me in? They're like, no. You know, so I'm like, okay.
But I was nice to you. I bought time with you.
Yeah, and they were like, well, why didn't you just buy Bitcoin? And I'm like, well, because you own companies. That's how you make money. And they're like, no, you're thinking about it all wrong. She goes, all the partners are buying Bitcoin. You know, Bitcoin will probably do much better than Coinbase. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I thought she was just trying to make me feel better, right? We can't let you in, but just go buy this Bitcoin thing, you know? But looking back, Bitcoin did much better than Coinbase. Bitcoin's done much better than Digital Currency Group. It's done much better than all of my equity investments except for my general partnership in Polychain.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's the only one that's outperformed Bitcoin.
Nice.
And so, I eventually got into Coinbase.
But then you went to somebody else after A16Z, right? To buy Coinbase. You went to Brian.
Well, Brian's the one that told me no. Yeah, and so he was like, no, we're not letting you into the B round either. He asked me a very simple question. He's like, what do you bring to the table? He goes, we have plenty of money. People want to invest. We need more than money. What else can you bring? And I was like, really not nothing. Like, I'm new to venture. No one knows who I am. I'm just getting started with all this. You know, I'm not Victor Pandit.
Yeah.
You know, former CEO of Citigroup.
Yeah.
He brought something to the table. He was allowed to invest in the B round.
Got it.
I'm not their companion, so I'm not allowed in, which was fine. You know, so I was like, okay, well, I'm going to get in. So I started cold calling employees at Coinbase.
Okay, now this is the part, again, for people who are watching this or listening to it, that willingness to think creatively and say, no, I'm not stopped.
No,
because
there's a way through.
The CEO said no.
Yeah.
I'm going to go find a source.
Right.
And this might be because you cold called to build a business as a stockbroker,
right?
Well,
I think it's a combination of things, right? It's playing sports, right? When you're younger.
Yeah.
Right? You have to adapt, overcome, get through. Being in a wheelchair, being paralyzed isn't the easiest thing in the world.
No, it's
not. So, you show up, you have to adapt and overcome.
Okay.
Buying Coinbase stock, you adapt and overcome when the CEO says no.
That's my new hashtag, Brian, adapt and overcome. That's so awesome, adapt and overcome.
So I went on Twitter and DM'd employees, followed them at Facebook, contacted them. But the breakthrough was that I remember the software company I mentioned earlier about the law enforcement officer, software. Our head law enforcement officer at that company, he was telling me that his best friend's daughter just got a job at Coinbase. And I was like, oh, can you make an introduction? So he introduced me to her dad. I was like, I'd like to talk to your daughter. Coinbase is a great company. Can you introduce me? And so she calls me and she goes, how can I help? I'm like, I know you don't have stock because you just got hired. But if you come across any of your new friends at Coinbase, if they're interested in selling some of their stock, let me know. I want to buy Coinbase stock.
Yeah.
The very next day, I get an email from Olaf, the first employee at
Incredible.
Coinbase. And he's like, I hear you're looking for some equity. I think I might be able to help you. And so he helped organize some of the employees who needed liquidity. So these are, you have to remember, when you're working at Coinbase in San Francisco, they're making $80,000 to $100,000 a year.
Yep.
It's expensive to live in San Francisco.
I mean, so it sounds crazy to say that you're poor,
I mean, you're relatively
cash poor.
Yeah,
you're cash poor and you have all this equity that might be worth something someday.
Right. So they're millionaires on paper by now, but yeah, but they need to buy a car, buy a house, get married, have a baby, you know, whatever the life
whatever
event
it is.
And so about three of them sold some of their stock to me.
So great.
And they, which is good for them. They get liquidity so they could have a better quality life. And I get equity in Coinbase, which is what I
what wanted. You wanted.
Yeah. And so that's what we do at Off the Chain Capital.
Got it.
Yeah, that's that's our whole business model, is to go out and find early employees and early seed investors who need liquidity. Mm-hmm. And we buy, the premier blockchain companies that they help build. Mm-hmm. And so it's very simple.
And again, it sounds really simple, and it is, in theory, hard to do.
Very hard.
Because you have to do the work. That's hard.
Knock on a lot of doors.
You got to knock on a lot of doors. You got to take a lot of rejection.
Yeah.
And again, maybe moving around a lot and being rejected and having to fit in, maybe that helps. I think that is true in my life. But what you guys do is so special and so unique and produces such amazing results. And it's back to this idea of value and price, right? That most of these assets are misunderstood because we're early in this technological evolution. And so they start mispriced. Then you're adding another layer of mispricing because you'll provide liquidity to someone who's willing to exchange some value for that liquidity, right?
Right. Yeah, and so we get a discount off what we think the companies are really worth because they're illiquid assets, right? So a great example is Digital Currency Group.
Right.
So just recently, about a month ago, one of the early seed investors sold $700 million worth of DCG stock to SoftBank and to Google Ventures at a $10 billion valuation. And I looked at that, and it's undervalued because DCG has, so I'm not allowed to talk about what they, all right, so they have, it's worth way more than $10 billion.
Yeah.
Okay, so
some of the parts.
Some of the parts. So let me give you some of the parts that people know about already. Grayscale. Okay, Grayscale has $60 billion under management at 2% management fee. That's a $1.2 billion revenue stream right there. Recurring revenue. What's that worth? That's worth $10 billion.
Easy. Without even trying, because that's actually profitable $1.2 billion.
Right.
There are plenty of cloud companies that don't make money.
Right.
But they have a lot of revenue and they get a 20 multiple or a 30 multiple.
So just that one subsidiary of DCG is worth $10 billion.
Yeah.
And then you add in Genesis Trading. Genesis Trading is the largest prime broker in the crypto industry.
Right.
That company is worth at least $1 billion, if not $5
billion. I mean, think of it as the Morgan Stanley or Goldman Sachs of crypto.
Okay. Then you add in Foundry, largest Bitcoin mining pool in the world. You add in CoinDesk, the largest media company in the blockchain space. You add in the 162 private blockchain companies that they've made investments in over the past 6 years.
But Brian, a whole bunch of those are worth zero. Come on.
So what are those worth? And then you add in, the balance sheet that they have in crypto. They own billions of dollars worth of Bitcoin, Ethereum, Mana stock, Decentraland. You know, you add all this up, I come up with $50 billion, not $10
billion. Right.
And so when I saw the transaction go through at 10, I was like shocked. Like, what seller would sell at that price? And so if you dive deeper into it, Barry controls the cap table. He controls who comes in. And, I'm sure, in my mind, that was a discounted value, anticipating the fact that employees could buy in at that price now.
I'm thinking it was a
generosity thing Barry did for the employees so they could buy in at a discounted valuation.
Yeah.
And so it gives the employees an opportunity to buy in at that price before it goes much higher.
Real Vision subscribers can always access this full Real Visionaries episode over on our Plus tier at realvision.com.